This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Tremont Blonde. It's a Category 16D Bière de Garde. It's spelled the numeral 3, M-O-N-T-S, Three Mountains. This is a blonde example of Bière de Garde, and reminder that there's blonde, amber, and brown versions, and they'll have a different malt character, obviously. This is a deep gold color, tall white head. It's very clear. You see a lot of little bubbles rising up from the bottom of the glass. Give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma. It's got a mild Pils malt sweetness. That distinctive continental Pils malt. A little grainy sweet. It's got a light, earthy hop character. Soft esters. Maybe like apples or pears. A little bit of alcohol. A hint of acidity. I'm also getting some of the cellar or cork character. It's from a corked bottle, so it's probably what introduced that. It's a... Give it a 10 out of 12. Maltiness is there along with the esters and a little bit of hops and a little bit of acidity, a little bit of alcohol. It's a... Got a little bit of complexity to it, which is nice, but the malt is primary. Flavor. It's very malty for a pale beer. Just a light, toasty flavor. Medium low to medium bitterness, but the malt is dominant. Has light esters and a medium floral spicy hop flavor. Some spicy alcohol. You know what this is reminding me of? It's got a quality that's not unlike a Duvel, a Belgian Golden Strong Ale. It's not as bitter, it's not as big, but a lot of the aromatics are the same. I think it's the yeast that's doing it. It's got that pear, apple, plus there's also the hops and the same kind of malt. Anyway, that's just a mental association I was making. It's malty, but less so than the darker versions. This is something that you often see in other sort of pale beers. Like if you contrast a Helles Bock to a traditional Bock, you'll see it have a little bit more hops and a little bit less malt in the balance, a little bit more bitterness. And you sort of see that here as well. So I think that's to be expected. But it's still a malty beer. There's just more hops in it than you'd get in the amber or brown versions of the style. I'll give it a 16 for flavor. Mouthfeel, high carbonation, which is what I was expecting, seeing all those bubbles in the appearance. Medium light body. It's smooth. And it's warming, but not hot. All those are good things. Give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, it's malty, but the balance is a little on the bitter side. Sort of reminds me of more of a cross between a Bière de Garde and a Belgian Golden Strong Ale, because that sort of Duvel-like flavor profile. The hop flavor is higher, and the alcohol is a little forward than a lot of Bière de Gardes. I do like the... Yeah, it's got sort of great, distinctive Belgian flavors, though. Anything that reminds me of a Duvel in any way, is going to be you know, screaming Belgian. So it's like Duvel's little brother that's not as bitter. Sort of the flavor, and particularly the yeast, is what makes me think of that. Maybe hops as well. Anyway, I'm still sort of hung up on that mental association. If you try the two beers side by side, I think you'll be able to see what I mean. This is a malty beer that has some interesting yeast and hop character, and that's good for the style. So I'll give it an 8 overall for a total score of 42. So that's the Tremont Blonde, Category 16D, Beard de Garde.